And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, I love the title of this program because that's what we need to do. Shed the shackles of the past and become free. And so I'm going to do what I've always done over these past 30 years. I'm going to talk to you from the heart without a prepared script. I'm just going to talk from the heart. And what I want to say to you is that as the years go by, people, with rare exceptions, begin to lose control of their own life to the point they're not even living their own life anymore. That's right. They lose control. And the evidence of lost control is all around, of course. All you have to do is look at yourself and other people. You see that they're out of control, emotionally, not to mention in other ways. And eventually that causes problems. But let's just take a couple of very simple down-to-earth examples. For example, people get upset. Now we all know that getting upset is not a good thing. You know that. And yet you get upset anyway. Now, why do you get upset? If you know it's not good to get upset, then why do you get upset? And the truth is, you're not in control of your upset. Oh, yes, you can suppress it. You can push it down, suppress it, and repress it. You can distract yourself, and you can make excuses for it. You can drink alcohol or take pills or something, but you get upset, and you know that it's not good. Especially, it's not good when it comes to your family, your partner, your kids, when you get upset. It's not good for you, and it's not good for them. So, the question is, why do you get upset? Because you're not in control of your emotions, that's why. Do you get irritated? Do things anger you? Do things upset you? Do people upset you? If they do, then you're not in control of your own emotions. Okay? And so that's just a very, very simple example. Have you ever seen a demonstration of hypnosis on a stage? I'm sure you have. You've seen it, or you've seen it on YouTube, or you've heard of it. You probably have seen it somewhere along the way. And you know that a hypnotist will get an audience and say, you know, well, do this, clasp your hands together, something like that. And then eventually some of the people won't be able to unclasp their hands, and they're the ones that are hypnotized. So he brings them up on stage, and then he has them do funny things, and I guess it's fun entertainment for people. But along the way, for example, with the hand clasping things, and he'll say to one of them, well, try to unclasp your hands, and the person will try. And he said, go ahead, try. As hard as you can, you won't be able to. Something like that. I'm sure you've seen that. Well, do you know that the person, see, they struggle, they try to unclasp their hands, and they can't. Do you know why? It's because they're no longer in charge of their hands. The hypnotist is. The hypnotist got between their conscious mind and their hand and their body. And the hypnotist got between, and the hypnotist took charge of that. And so the hypnotist is like the mind controlling the body. It's the hypnotist's mind. It's his will. You see? And so the person consciously is trying, but their hands are controlled by the hypnotist. You see? Well, if you can see that, then you can also see that when you get upset, when you get angry, when you get irritated, someone else is in charge of your emotions, in charge of your body. You are not in charge. And you can try and try and try, and all you can do is either go along or suppress. You struggle, and your struggle doesn't help. Now, do you understand? And how about all your compulsions? To eat junk food, or to drink, or smoke, or whatever. Could it be that someone else is in charge, and that's why your struggles don't really help you to stop smoking, or whatever it is you're trying to stop doing? If you could reestablish control of your own body, that's right. If you could regain control, and in a sense push that hypnotist from the past out, then you could effortlessly just stop doing whatever it is you don't want to do. We'll talk more about this after this announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Just wanted to say hi to all the listeners in Northern California, beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, and all across the world on the internet. Welcome, all of you. I've got a lot of listeners now in Southern California, Banning, Redlands, San Bernardino, Lake Elsinore, Hemet, Corona, Riverside, Yucaipa, Temecula, Moreno Valley. Welcome, all. We're just focusing on a very simple and basic thing, and that is that if you get upset, someone else is in charge of your emotions, or something else is. See, the hypnotist on the stage, I'm sure you've also heard of what they call post-hypnotic suggestion. The hypnotist says something like, well, whenever I pull on my earlobe, then you'll feel like scratching your nose. I'm just making something up here. And lo and behold, then he wakes everybody up, and then lo and behold, he pulls on his earlobe, and a person has a compulsion to scratch their nose. Now, isn't that amazing that a hypnotist on a stage, usually it's comedy, can make a person have a compulsion to scratch their nose? So my question is then, what about your compulsions? What compulsion do you have? Could it be that some hypnotist long ago, see, and hypnotists come in various stripes. They're not always on the stage. See, on the stage, it's kind of funny, and we think it's just on the stage, but you've had hypnotists, people who gain power over you somehow. They plant suggestions, and then you end up having a compulsion to do something. Have you ever wondered about that? Whether it could be possible that, once again, you're not in control of your own actions? Remember Paul in the New Testament? I think it was in Romans. He said, the good that I would do, I don't do. And the bad that I don't want to do, I do. So he said, I can only come to the conclusion that it's sin that's made a home in me. There's different aspects of this phenomenon that I'm discussing. You know, where you're not in control of your own actions, your own emotions. You know, there's just basic Pavlovian psychology, basic conditioning. Then there's psychological factors, but there's also a metaphysical component. You see, there are two wills in the universe. I'm sure you've heard of God's will in the beautiful prayer that Christ told the disciples to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done. So he said you should ask God, beseech God to have that his will be done. Well, but whose will is being done upon the earth? You see people being mean to each other and being cruel to each other and being impatient with each other and resenting each other and yelling at each other and doing mean things to each other and teasing each other and being phony with each other and lying to each other and betraying each other, hurting each other. Whose will is being done? Well, you can only come to the inescapable conclusion that it's definitely not God's will. Somebody else's will, operating through people. Okay? So there's many different levels to this phenomenon, but at the very basic level, I just want you to see that when you react to someone in front, someone cuts in front of you when you're driving and they're going a little bit slow, do you become angry at them? Do you? Have you ever driven past someone going a little slow and you see it's just a simple person, maybe a senior citizen? They're doing the best they can. Well, when you were behind them, were you angry at them? Were you full of hatred toward them? What's all that about? Well, see, this actually goes beyond just simple Pavlovian conditioning, doesn't it? Someone else's will is involved. And why can't you simply not be angry? Why can't you simply not be angry at your kids, your partner? Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat, so I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual. And it has something to do with God. And it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts. Lost in your daydreams and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. My name is Roland. This is a simple program. I'm simply trying to awaken you to see, to thoughtfully ponder some questions. You remember when you were young, when you were a teenager or a young adult, maybe in college, do you remember that you thought about such things? You thought about what's the meaning of life? Why am I here? What's the purpose for existence? What's my destiny? You thought about things like that, didn't you? But then what happened as the years went by? Did you stop pondering such things? And what's that all about? You would think that as a person got older, they would become wiser. See, why is it that we get worse when we get older? Shouldn't we be getting better? Why should we be deteriorating, becoming more bitter, more angry, more hateful, more resentful, more crass, more shallow? Why? Why wouldn't we be becoming more thoughtful, more patient, more wise? See? More thoughtful about life and searching for answers and finding answers. Wouldn't that make more sense? As human beings, we grow. That's right. Human beings grow. We grow. So you should be becoming better, growing better, not worse. So once again, I have to ask you, could it be that you are not complete, you are not in control of your own life? An interesting thing on a stage also. I mean, this is nothing that isn't known. I mean, you go to YouTube and or Google and just type in, you know, your search term, I don't know, hypnosis demonstration or stage hypnotism or corporate hypnotism or something. You know, they have some nice ones. There are a couple of there are some people who do hypnosis demonstrations, you know, tied in with motivation and stuff like that, goal setting and stuff like that for you know, when corporations have their big staff meetings in Las Vegas or Orlando or something. And so they're nice. They're very nice. Nice people. And it's all good fun. There's nothing untoward. But you'll see where, for example, a lady can be hypnotized that she can't see her shoe. She's hypnotized that she can't see her shoe. And then when he snaps his fingers, then he says, "Where's your shoe?" And then she can't find it. So she can't see what's actually there. In fact, she's holding it in her hand. She can't see what's actually there. So she's hypnotized not to see what's there. And then on the other hand, a person can be hypnotized to see something that's not there. You know, the hypnotist will say, "Well, when I snap my fingers, then there'll be a little fly buzzing around, and you'll keep swatting at the fly, and it won't go away." And then you see the person swatting, they see a fly, and it's not there. Could it be that some people that you're so angry at, see, resentful toward, could it be that you think that they're a bad person when they're really not? See, it's possible. Something like that is very possible. Or you have some idea, some negative idea that's a long time ago someone laid a trip on you and they told you something negative, you're dumb, you're stupid, you'll never succeed, or blah, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. But at the time, you were very emotional and easily influenced, especially if it was an authority figure like a parent or someone, or they subtly conveyed through body language and gestures and comparisons. They conveyed that you're not good, and you took the suggestion in, and now that's what you think about yourself, but it's not true. You're thinking something that's not true. See? So the secret to life is to wake up, like Sleeping Beauty, the prince kissed her and she awoke. So you must awaken to reality and see things as they are and regain control of your own life. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Now, I'm sure that you know that there is a spiritual side to life. Yes, there is. I just wrote a book. It's not in Kindle yet. It's only in paperback, but it's very good. It's called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. I really like the book. There is a spiritual side to life. There is a spiritual side. And so now, maybe after years of wandering through the desert, years of compulsions and addictions and divorces and hurt feelings and misunderstandings, and maybe now you can just thoughtfully ponder. Now, remember what I said about the person on the stage that the hypnotist hypnotized to not be, and said you can't unclasp your hands, and then they can't unclasp their hands until he tells them to. But he said, try, and they try, but they can't. You say, go ahead, try as hard as you can. Go ahead, try. And they can't unclasp. See? So how about you now? Think about your life. How about, haven't you tried to make things work out? Tried to be successful, tried to give up your bad habits, tried to be, you know, less angry at your partner? Haven't you tried a lot of things? Of course you have. So why couldn't you simply just make it happen? Stop smoking or stop eating too much or start loving your partner instead of resenting your partner and so on. Why couldn't you? Could it be that you're hypnotized? Could it be that a long time ago, someone emotionalized you, made you upset or resentful or tugged on your heartstrings and got control of your imagination and your emotions and then programmed some action? And since they were in charge, post-hypnotically, they're still in charge. And though you struggle and struggle against it, they're in charge. They got between you, your conscious mind, and your subconscious, and they become the authority. So I repeat, if a person on the stage can be told that they can't open their eyes or they can't unclasp their hands or something, and then they're told to try, 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 and they can't until the hypnotist says you can. See what I mean? Well, how about your life? How about all the things that you do that are foolish? See, more foolish than clasping your hands. What about all the foolish things? Why did you do them? Could it be that someone hypnotized you to do them? And then when you try not to do them, you can't because the hypnotist is in charge, post-hypnotically, of that reaction or that action? See, it could very well be. So you need to reestablish control of your own body, your own mind, and begin to see things as they are, not what the hypnotists in the world say they are. See? Now, the thing that's interfering right now is undoubtedly emotions. See, emotions cloud your mind, don't they? So you walk around upset all the time. But remember, your upsets and your irritations and your angers mean that someone or something else is in charge. So they get you all upset, and then you're upset, and it clouds your mind. You need to learn how to calm down, not be upset, and see clearly, and regain control of your own mind and body. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love? Just visit sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Do you remember when Christ was upon the earth? You remember that when he spoke, people gathered and some people got better. Some people were better just knowing that he's there. I'll never forget. I had an album, you know, the old-fashioned record album, but they would have nice covers on them, you remember? And the back would have information. And I had some kind of music from England or something. I don't remember what it was, but there was a quote, and if I'm not mistaken, it was by someone named Noel Coward, I believe a playwright. And he said something I'll never forget. He said, in talking about England. He said, "I don't want to live in a world where there's no England. I don't want to live in a world where there's no England." Well, you know what? A lot of people don't want to live in a world where there's no love, where there's no purpose. Well, when they saw Christ, when they heard him speak, they knew, all of a sudden they knew that love exists, that truth exists, that someone honest exists, that someone without a secret agenda exists, that there is truth and there is love. And that's reality. And then they saw all the liars for what they were, and the ones that pretend to have love but don't. And they were better. They got better. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com. And look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. Yes, indeed. The meditation could be just what you need to help you calm down, get centered, come back to reality where the birds are singing and the sky is blue and the puffy clouds are floating overhead. A world where there is love and there is truth. And there is God, which you knew when you were a little child. A long time ago, you knew that before you became upset. Come back to reality now, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.